Our other big focus tonight, President Donald Trump is the closest he has ever come to being impeached, according to analysts in Washington. It is Trump's son this time who is the cause of the trouble, because Trump Jr. has now admitted that he met with Russians to get information against Hillary Clinton. So what's the big deal about meeting the Russians? To understand how serious this is in America, consider the parallel in India. America's animosity against the Russians could perhaps be described as being as strong as India's animosity with Pakistan. Imagine if a major political party in India teamed up with the Pakistani government to defeat another party in India's election. Well, to joining us tonight on that discussion, we have Amy Kasman, correspondent with the Financial Times. Shiv Shankar Mukherjee, former diplomat, is with us here in studio. Anand Ahuja, attorney at law and vice president for Indian Americans for Trump 2016, also joins us on Skype from the US. Shiv Shankar Mukherjee, let me begin with you. The point that I raise, this would be akin to India being helped by Pakistan. What kind of a reaction would that sort of thing have engendered in India? And are we seeing a similar reaction in the US?
Well, not quite. I mean, the analogy you've given is legitimate, but there are differences. For instance, this whole question of Russian collusion in Trump's campaign, with elements of the Trump's campaign, members of the Trump campaign, as well as perhaps President, at that time, campaigner Trump himself, is not going away. And I think almost every day there have been fresh revelations about which seem to sort of drag him deeper into the swamp. I mean, the same swamp which he had claimed that he would drain. And this particular one is, of course, much more damaging than some of the others, because the whole trail of emails which has been released,
yes,
by his son makes it abundantly clear that he knew he was going to be the recipient of official documents which would be hurtful to Hillary Clinton, right, in her campaign.
Right, right.
So there was knowledge.
Yes.
And there was knowledge.
And also these emails are in writing. So for once,
He's not denied it. He's released,
right,
them himself.
He's released them.
So
the point is,
this whole question of impeachment is not that simple.
Right.
Impeachment is a very, very... No president of the United States has ever been successfully impeached. Not Andrew Johnson, not Bill Clinton, both...
Right.
Acquitted by the Senate,
okay.
Not Richard
Nixon.
Okay,
before we go on to the impeachment question, and that's an important one, Amy Kasman, I just want to put to you, these emails are in writing, and therefore, this is written proof, if you will, or at least some sort of evidence. Has that significantly changed the scope of the investigations? Has the Russian cloud over the Trump administration, in effect, become darker than it was before?
Yes, I think these emails seem to be a real turning point in the evolution of this whole debate around the question of, was the Trump campaign somehow colluding with Russia to undermine Hillary Clinton in the election and defeat her? The first point that's important to emphasize is that the emails have been released by Donald Trump Jr. himself. So there's no question now of them denying that these are their mails or claiming that they're fakes. Donald Trump Jr. has himself released them,
but
and
let's
said,
let's put that
here's
into context as well, Amy
Kasman.
Would he have released those emails had the New York Times story not been on its way and been extensively well researched? Presumably this was a way of managing the narrative.
Of course, it was an attempt to manage the narrative, but it's obviously backfired. I think that, yes, I mean, it's not like he suddenly released these. He obviously did it under pressure and this feeling that the New York Times story was about to come out. But in trying to control the narrative, he's actually shifted it quite dramatically, because what these emails released by Donald Trump Jr. show is that there is an offer made to the Trump campaign of intelligence that they say will be harmful to, right, Hillary Clinton, and it is shown that this is coming. I mean, and the person who's writing these emails says this is part of Russia and its government efforts to support Mr. Trump. And Donald Trump Jr.'s response is, if it's what you say it is, I love it.
Right.
So what this shows you know, kind of indisputably, is that there was a willingness by the Trump campaign to take intelligence from the Russian government,
I don't necessarily
think that the analogy of India-Pakistan is totally close.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that the relation, you know, that this is a kind of a rough analogy, but yes, Russia is a country that the United States has a very vexed relationship with,
yes,
and which it is very much a strategic rival on the global
stage.
Okay,
fair point. Anand Ahuja, you've been a very big supporter of Donald Trump. You've raised funds for his campaign. You know, when we talk about this India-Pakistan parallel, is that one that you agree with? And in the light of present revelations, is this something that you can do you still continue to support Donald Trump? Do you still continue to support his administration?
Yeah, first of all, as far as my support is concerned, my support is not conditional on the fact whether he has colluded with Russia or not. This has not yet been proved. Bob Mueller, the special prosecutor appointed, his investigations are going on. House Intelligence Committee as well as Senate Intelligence Committee investigations are going on. And we do not know whether this Russian attorney with whom Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting was representing government of Russia,
right,
or she was in her personal capacity meeting Donald Trump
Jr.
Okay,
that's an important point he's making. Shivshankar Mukherjee, you know, would you say that the investigators, both in the U.S. Congress and in the Justice Department, still have miles to go before they can actually prove collusion?
Well, certainly. Not miles, maybe months. I mean, these investigations are not something.
So there's
that
no legal basis at this point for him to be, for Donald Trump to be prosecuted.
Yes, but the point is the damage that is being done, and this is what I think Mr. Ahuja's intervention ignores, is at the moment not something that is to be decided on a purely legal basis.
Right.
The
right.
damage that is being done to Donald Trump, and there's you know, reports in Washington of total White House paralysis.
Right.
There are reports, I mean, the torrent of leaks coming out of the White House shows a House divided. Congress, every day, Republican congressmen have to come out and in front of the camera express their criticism of the latest tweet of the president.
I want Anand Ahuja to actually respond to that. You know, are we not seeing signs of frustration now, Anand Ahuja, within Donald Trump's own administration?
Damage.
It's hurting legislation. Could we now see other Republicans turning against him?
They already have many.
As Mr. Shivshankar mentioned, that damage has been done. My response to that is that Never Trump movement was never dead. It was always alive. In Republican Party, they are either hardcore Trump supporters or there is still anti-Trump movement there. So you cannot deny that right from the day one, it's not only from Democratic Party, but even within Republican Party, Donald Trump had to face stiff opposition. And as far as this article of impeachment that has been introduced by two Democrat congressmen,
yes,
one of them, Republican Brad Sherman, actually he was last night on Tucker's show, and he admitted that the purpose of introducing this article of impeachment is not to impeach Donald Trump, but to put a pressure on Donald Trump so that he may stop using Twitter and he should start getting more presidential.
Okay, Amy Kasman, you know, the larger point over here seems to be that regardless of what a few Republicans may seem to think or not, whether there is frustration in his own administration in the White House or not, 35% to 40% of America, his core support base, will continue to support Trump regardless. And whether there are impeachment proceedings or not, it's not going to change his support base in any way.
Look, I think there's really two things that are kind of at play here. One is how the whole Russian investigation and the continuing revelations about the Trump families and the campaign's attempt, I mean, because the family really was a campaign, the family's attempt to collude with Russia, what they knew, their willingness. I mean, I think what the latest email shows, whether this lawyer represented the Russian government or not, is immaterial. What the email clearly showed is that the Trump family was willing to collude with the Russian government in order to try to undermine Hillary Clinton campaign. And right. I mean, that's just the first of what's likely to be further revelations. There's obviously multifaceted contacts. So there's questions basically on two streams. One is the political cost,
yes.
And one is whether any legal crime has been committed. Now,
right.
There's a, I mean,
and that's an important distinction.
About the articles of impeachment. There's
yes.
also an investigation going on by Robert Mueller, the former head of the FBI, and he is looking into the fact of whether there was a crime committed by
right,
people
right.
in the Trump campaign.
Yes.
If such a case is brought, the political cost of that will certainly mount. And at some point, whatever the base of Trump's support is, it's
yes.
not enough to win elections.
Okay. Right.
Mr. Trump won elections because he caught the middle, and the Republicans will have to decide which way to go.
All right, we leave it at that tonight. Amy Kasmin, Shiv Shankar Mukherjee, and Anand Ahuja, thank you for joining us as a candidate. And now as President Donald Trump has completely redefined the standards on which he's judged. So is anything really different this time? Well, I suppose only time will tell. That's it on this edition of The Buck Stops Here. Thanks for watching.